What's up, guys? How are you? It's a Wednesday. It's time for another episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You guys can follow me across all my socials at Sports Talk Matt, on the Discord channel at Sports Talk Matt. That is bettingpros.com/chat to get in there if you would like. And this podcast being brought to you by omahasteaks.com and that customized URL, which is omahasteaks.com/juice. That is where you can get a subscription, and they're going to give you free burgers for life if you do so. 10% off everything you buy with that 100% money back guarantee at omahasteaks.com/juice. All right, another 2-1 night. Going to keep this train going here. We've been betting unders. Went 2-1 on Monday with all unders. Went 1-1 in the NBA and 1-0 in college basketball yesterday. So 2-1. So we're up 1.8 units on the week. Not huge, but I'll take it here on a Wednesday as I am back with two more NBA bets to the under. In one college basketball bet that we're going to make here on a Wednesday. Now, there wasn't really a lot else I liked. I missed on the Bruins. I thought the Bruins game would go over. That game didn't go over. I had one other bet in college. I forget which bet I made in college, but it was an okay night. So small winning night. So I'll take it. If I like anything else, I'll be in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. I'll tell you all about it. Bets I'm going to make, things I've done, plays I like. It's all in there. Highly recommend you guys coming on in and being a part of it. It's a lot of fun in there. So come on in, be a part of it, and hang out with us in the Daily Juice channel of our Discord for betting pros, bettingpros.com/chat. All right. If you guys need a book before you guys get the picks from me, if you guys are in need of a book, Betting Pros has teamed up with Bet365. This URL code gets you directly to an offer that Bet365's got for you. It's bettingpros.com/365. New customers have a $5 bet, gets them $150 in bonus bets. How you do it, you sign up, make a deposit of at least $10, claim the offer, place your first bet up to $1,000. You can get that. They also have up to $1,000 first bet refund too. I'm with bonus bets, but sign up, make a deposit of $10, claim this offer to activate your bonus bets. You place a qualifying bet to the value of $5 from your deposited funds. $150 in bonus bets will be added to your bonus bet balance. Once your bet is settled, you will receive $150 in bonus bets to use on any event of your choice. To use the bonus bets, simply select use bonus bets in the bet slip. How you get there, though, is bettingpros.com/365. It's on your screen right now if you're watching on our YouTube channel, bettingpros.com/365. All right, let's start with college basketball, and then we'll go to the NBA. Let's start with the number one most profitable home team in all of college basketball this season. That is the Minnesota Gophers, who are at home 17-2 ATS at home this year for Minnesota. Now, they haven't been favored in all these games, and they are favored now. Indiana is 5-7-1 on the road this year, ATS. They're 5-5 over their last 10, but they're 13-15-1 on the year to the number. Minnesota is 24-5 to the number. They're 14-4 to the number in the Big Ten. 8 of the last 10 games for Minnesota, they have covered. The last home game, however, they didn't cover. They beat Penn State, didn't cover. Laid 7, won by 5. But Ohio State laid 3, won by 9. Rutgers laid 5.5, won by 11. Michigan State, they caught 3, they won by 3. Northwestern, they caught 1.5, they won by 9. Wisconsin, they 2.5-point dogs, they lost by 2, they covered. Okay, this team has been extremely profitable. Yes, the last two games, Indiana has covered. Okay, on the road to Maryland, caught 9, won by 5. Against Wisconsin at home, caught 4, won by 4. That was somewhat of a stunner, but the four games prior to that, they lost them all, didn't cover. On the road against Ohio State, they were catching 5.5. They won by 3. They've been somewhat decent recently on the road. That's why this number has come down. It was 5. It's 4.5 right now. But look, it's senior day. a lot of emotion. Indiana's playing for nothing. Indiana's been just a complete dumpster fire this year. You know, a lot of ways on the road, they're 5-8 straight up. Minnesota is 16-3 straight up on the year. Laying the 4.5, -110, 1.1 units down. Minnesota -4.5 up against Indiana tonight in Minneapolis. Okay, to the NBA we go. Let's start with Orlando at Washington. This total is 225. Right? Oh, 225. Sorry. 225. DraftKings has this at 225 tonight at the time of taping. Now, I initially said, come on, there's no way I'm going to bet under on this. Well, I went and looked at it. Yes, we are. Orlando has gone under 6 straight times. We were just on them. They are now 17-16-1 to the under. Washington, which is kind of crazy, is 15-12-1 to the under at home, which is very surprising. Against the Eastern Conference, 19-18-1 to the under for Washington. They're 30-30-1 overall to the under. Orlando is a dead under team, 17-16-1 on the road for Orlando, but the last 6 games have all gone under. Charlotte, we were just on them yesterday. That game went under by 18 points. Back to back, even better for our under 225. Orlando at Washington, we're going under 225 at 1.1 units. Second and final bet for the day, we're going to go and stay in the association. Cleveland's at Atlanta. This number is 217.5 from a total perspective. Cleveland's 34-26-1 to the under overall. Cleveland last night played the Boston Celtics. They got beat. They lost by one, actually, 105-104. They won that game? Oh, they won that game. Boston's overturned call in the final seconds. I didn't see that. I just learned this. You're seeing this live. Game went under. Cleveland won. Boston's 11-game winning streak got snapped. But looks like it was in controversial fashion that happened. So I'll have to go back and see that as to how that happened. But I know they played on back-to-back, and the game went under by 18 points. It was 208, and it went under. So, you know, you have... Boston went under by 8 points, 217 went under by 8. Previously against New York, went under 208.5, went under by 3.5. Against Detroit on the road, it went under by 9. Chicago and Dallas did go over, but Washington and Philadelphia went under. On the other side, at home for Atlanta, and Atlanta can be a little bit dangerous at home, 18-12-1, but they're 3-2 to the under over the last 5, and their home games, home against Utah, under, home against Orlando, under, home against Toronto, push. Chicago went over, but Houston went under. They're 4-1 over their last 5 games at home to the under. And this is 217.5. Cleveland on a back-to-back. You go from at home against Boston, on the road to Atlanta, under 217.5. Cleveland versus Atlanta for 1.1 units. All right. 3 bets for us here on a Wednesday. 4-2 week going so far. Let's get another 2-1 in here and record it. Minnesota -4.5, 1.1 units at home against Indiana. Under 225. Orlando tonight up against Washington on the road. And 217.5 for Cleveland at Atlanta, all for 1.1 units. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt every morning. Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.